Practice 3. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 6 in English according to the article. In questions 4 and 6, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. Which exam carries more weight for Israeli universities? Lines 1 to 6. Answer. 2. Which of the following statements are true regarding the exams mentioned in lines 7 to 11? Put an X by the two correct answers. 1. Students who do well on entrance exams will succeed in academics. 2. Language skills are part of the PET tests. 3. The SAT, the PET, and the A&O level tests are all the same. 4. Writers of these tests believe they indicate how well students will do in university. 5. There are diverse objectives for the various tests mentioned. 6. The different names for the tests were given on purpose. 3. What conflicting opinions are given in lines 7 to 17? Complete the sentence. Whereas test writers claim, test takers. 4. We know these complaints are being listened to, line 18, because 1. Test writers are writing separate tests for students of different races. 2. Test writers are offering different tests to students who live in small towns. 3. Test takers are being tested on their ability. 4. Test results are being analyzed and checked for fairness. 5. What has to happen for the tests to be unbiased? Give two answers according to lines 18 to 25. Complete the sentences. 1. They must. 2. They must not. 6. What is the author's opinion about the Israeli PET test, according to lines 18 to 25? 1. He believes the tests haven't been changed. 2. He believes the tests will be changed in the near future. 3. He believes the tests should be changed. 4. He doesn't believe the test ought to be changed.